Welcome to the podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, trends, and solutions to keep you and your digital world secure. Here's an overview of the latest updates from Google, all centered on cybersecurity and data privacy. Recently, leading internet security company Cloudflare's website succumbed to a distributed denial of service (DDoS) attack claimed by Anonymous Sudan. This resulted in ongoing outages and some Google errors, highlighting the persistent threat of cyber attacks and the necessity for strong security measures. Contributing to the conversation on cybersecurity, Google has launched a new video series. This educational series dives into various aspects of cybersecurity, tackling topics such as ethical dilemmas and complex cyber threats. In related news, Google has released an in-depth report through Google Cloud about the potential cybersecurity trends for 2024. The report predicts unsettling developments, including generative AI-based attacks and innovative malware tactics from nation-states. These insights emphasize the ongoing evolution of cyber threats and the constant efforts required to mitigate them. On a concerning note, Google Ads, Google's online advertising platform, was exploited to distribute a harmful app, CPUZ. The app was trojanized and equipped with the Redline info-stealing malware, underscoring the need for vigilance when installing applications, particularly those from unknown sources. Data privacy also remains an essential aspect of Google's focus, highlighted by a recent incident where Google flagged a user's file in their drive for violating the terms of service. This occurrence leads to renewed discussions around cautious personal data handling and data privacy. Please stay tuned for more updates as we continue to follow Google's actions in these areas. The latest version of Microsoft's Windows 11 is making a mark with the introduction of new cybersecurity features. These enhancements demonstrate a continued commitment on the part of Microsoft, following the legacy of IBM and Microsoft's contributions to personal computing and software security. This update focuses particularly on protecting healthcare organizations, emphasizing the importance of safeguarding sensitive information in the sector. In other cybersecurity updates, recent clashes between Israel and Hamas have highlighted the effects of unexpected cyber operations. Iranian hackers were reported to be caught unprepared by the initial Hamas strike, signaling a lack of readiness. Another emerging security challenge lies in the use of code injection techniques. These methods, often employed by attackers to hide malicious code within legitimate processes, underline the significance of strict security protocols in software development and application. Lastly, recent cyberattack exploited a zero-day vulnerability in SysAid software to deploy the Clop ransomware. This incident underscores the need for constant vigilance in detecting and swiftly addressing potential security risks to stave off costly and harmful cyber attacks. In ICBC News, China's largest lender, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, has recently been targeted by a ransomware attack from the cyber gang Lockbit, causing significant disruptions, particularly in the U.S. Treasury market. This has left traders and market participants dealing with considerable consequences as the attack has directly impacted the operations of this crucial market in the global financial system. Nevertheless, ICBC showed swift response in successfully containing the attack. Ongoing recovery efforts are being put in place to minimize the impact and restore regular operations as soon as possible. This containment has brought a certain level of reassurance, considering the potential risk the incident could have posed to the U.S. Treasury market. Intensive reviews of cybersecurity measures and protocols are being conducted to prevent such incidents in the future and to ensure the security and stability of the global financial sector. As investigations continue, we will provide updates on any further developments regarding ICBC's ransomware attack and its impact on the U.S. Treasury market. Stay with us for more news on this unfolding story. Mandiant, a branch of Google LLC, has unveiled surprising findings related to a significant cyber attack that caused a power outage in Ukraine in 2022. The researchers attributed responsibility to a Russian-linked group called Sandworm that employs a unique auto-attack strategy to disrupt energy facilities. Notably, this attack's intricate nature is as alarming as its carefully planned timing, which coincided with missile strikes carried out by the Russian army in October 2022. This suggests a well-coordinated effort by Russian military forces and hackers to amplify instability in Ukraine. Sandworm's advanced persistent threat methods have a notorious history of targeting various sectors, particularly energy and infrastructure. Their capacity to perturb critical infrastructure poses enormous threats to nations worldwide. The wider implications of this cyber attack underscore the escalating complexity and coordinated endeavors of state-sponsored hacking groups. The incident acts as a stark alarm to the potential fallout of cyber warfare and the critical urgency for nations to fortify their cybersecurity measures. As the global community awaits the authorities' response to the implications of this attack, It is clear that cybersecurity issues will continue to dominate worldwide discussions. We will remain vigilant in providing updates on this unfolding narrative, so stay tuned. OpenAI, the developer of the popular ChatGPT service, has recently been experiencing persistent outages due to a string of cyberattacks. The disruptions have specifically been caused by a distributed denial of service, DDoS, attack, impacting the availability and reliability of ChatGPT, as well as other platforms of the company. The DDoS attack started on November 8, leading to periodic outages of ChatGPT, which is considered one of OpenAI's flagship projects. The hacktivist group, Anonymous Sudan, has claimed responsibility for the incident, asserting that they launched a Layer 7 DDoS attack. This attack caused considerable disruption not only to ChatGPT but also its API. In a different occurrence, cybersecurity experts have implicated Russia-linked hackers in mounting attacks against OpenAI. These strikes are suspected to be in line with the Kremlin's objectives. However, OpenAI has not directly attributed the DDoS attack on ChatGPT to any specific group or nation. During this time of resolving these cyber attack effects and restoring stability to its services, users might encounter interruptions when accessing ChatGPT and its functionalities. The company is actively managing the issue and putting precautions in place to maintain the security and continuous availability of its offerings. In recent developments, the infamous cyber attacker group Sandworm, linked to Russia, has surfaced in the news following a blackout in Ukraine coinciding with a missile strike. The group leveraged advanced operational technology to intentionally disrupt Ukraine's power grid. This event raises grave concerns about Russia's escalating capabilities in operational technology and cyber warfare. This event is a part of a series of cyber attacks associated with Sandworm. Among its prior infractions was a widespread cyber attack in Ukraine in 2015 that impacted the country's critical infrastructure, including power grids and industrial facilities. The increasing sophistication in Russia's offensive operational technology, as exemplified by Sandworm's tactics, is a major concern. This highlights the imminent need for countries to enhance their defense strategies and substantially invest in cybersecurity to safeguard critical infrastructure from potential attacks. As the situation continues to evolve, the reactions and next steps of both Ukraine and the global community will be critical to monitor. The evolving landscape of cyber warfare demands a strong commitment to building resilient defense systems. In recent SysAid news, the Klopp ransomware group has been exploiting a zero-day flaw in our software, following a similar exploitation of the MoveIt file transfer system. Moreover, according to a Microsoft report, a Russian ransomware gang is also targeting the same vulnerability within our IT support software to gain unauthorized access to corporate servers, steal valuable data, and deploy ransomware. Another group, Lace Tempest, also known for its history of exploiting similar vulnerabilities, has been found leveraging this flaw within SysAid's IT support software. While the damage by Lace Tempest remains limited to date, the potential for increasing harm persists. SysAid has not overlooked these exploit attempts using this zero-day flaw. We have issued warnings to our customers about the vulnerabilities active exploitation by these ransomware groups and advised our customers to update their systems promptly. These series of attacks underscore the paramount importance of promptly addressing vulnerabilities and updating software systems. This is critical in order to prevent unauthorized access and data theft. While SysAid's proactive warning to our customers serves as an important step, ensuring that organizations take action to protect their systems from such progressively evolving threats becomes crucial. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the critical topic of cybersecurity, a frontier in the digital age that calls for constant vigilance and proactive measures to protect ourselves and our data.